அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் ரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி தஆலா வ பரகாத்துஹ். அல்ஹம்துலில்லாஹி ரப்பில் ஆலமீன் வஸ்ஸலாத்து வஸ்ஸலாமு அலா அஸ்ரஃபில் அம்பியாஇ வல் முர்சலீன் சையிதுனா முஹம்மதின் வ அலா ஆலிஹி வஸ்ஹாபிஹி அஜ்மயீன். அம்மா பஅத், ஃபகத் கால் அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா, ஃபஊது பில்லாஹி மினஷ் ஷைத்தானிர் ரஜீம், பிஸ்மில்லாஹிர் ரஹ்மானிர் ரஹீம். உதுஉ ரப்பகும் தத்ருஅன் வ குஃபியா. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان ربكم تبارك وتعالى حي كريم يستحيي من عبده اذا رفع يديه اليه ان يردهما صفرا او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the holy month of Rajab. And Allah subhanahu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Ar-Rajabu Shahrullah, this is the special month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning out of 12 months, all months are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected for his special mercy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sha'ban is my month, and Ramadan is the month of my ummah, hukama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the season started from Rajab, and inshallah it will continue all the way to end of Ramadan. So these are the days and nights full of virtues, blessings, special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, accept the du'as and grants whatever we need in our daily life. So as a abd, as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our link, our connection, our association, our ta'alluq ma'allah should be strong and on daily basis. As a child, when he comes in this dunya, he is very close and attached to his mother. Out of all people, he is more attached to his mother, because mother is the one who is taking care of the child, of that infant in the childhood. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed the relationship between mother and the child is very unique and very amazing. Look, when a child comes in this dunya, he doesn't know nothing, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Allah is the one who bring out you from the wombs of the mother in the state you don't know nothing. وَجَعَلَ سَمَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you the ears and the eyes, then and the ability to understand and learn. That comes later on. But in its initial stage, the child is totally ignorant, unaware of anything. Only by default, he knows how to cry. So whatever he needs, his tool is to cry. That's all. He doesn't know any language. He doesn't understand any word of this dunya. Only thing is he understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had built in that whatever you need, you have to express through your cry. So when a child is hungry, he's going to cry. If child want to sleep, he's going to cry. If child is tired, he's going to cry. If child have any kind of pain in his stomach or in his head, he's going to cry. If he's scared of anyone or anything, he's going to cry. Everything he wants, attention towards him or protection from anything or fulfill his desires and needs, only one tool, he wants to cry. And amazingly, the mother, no matter is highly educated mother or very, very ignorant from the village, a mother doesn't know anything of this world. One thing common in every mother, that she understands the crying of the baby. Crying is the same way, the voice is the same way, the reaction or action of the child is the same for every need, for every cry. But mother exactly knows in this particular moment why my child is crying and what he needs. Amazingly, just think and ponder. The moment the child is crying is maybe midnight or middle of the day, or while she is working in the kitchen, cooking something, doing something. The moment she hears the voice of the child crying, she runs towards it. And immediately she understands why my child, why my baby is crying. Immediately if the baby is crying for the food, she is still, you know, providing the milk and whatever, baby food. Or if she has pain, she understands. Or baby wants to sleep, and that's why he's crying, she understands. And accordingly, she reacts and fulfills the desire of the child. And that's very unique relationship between mother and the child, that understanding. And that the child knows that whatever I need, only one person I have to turn towards, and that's my mom. Although he's not speaking any word, but he is familiar to the face of the mother or the limbs of the mother or caring of the mother, the way the mother care, you know, caring the baby, or the way he speaks, he understands the voice of the mother. So these are the some elements, you know, that create the relationship between mother and child. And for 100%, he knows that my every need is going to be fulfilled through my mother. She is most protector and provider and caretaker of me. So for every need, he turns towards the mother. And that's why, amazingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of his mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our khaliq, our sustainer, our protector, our provider, our giver and taker, is more merciful than the mother, 70 times in one of the hadith, 70 times more merciful than the mother towards his child. Now, ulama explain why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of the mother for his mercy. The reason why? That way the mother is taking care of the baby since born until he becomes teenager or rest of the life. No one else, no other relative is taking care of the child the way mothers take care. Or no one else is sacrificing in order to provide the needs and necessities and comfort of the child the way mother sacrifice. And that is why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you know, sahabi came and asked that who deserve more service of me amongst my all relatives, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said ummuk. He said, okay, who is the next? He said ummuk. Then he asked again, who is next? He said ummuk 3 times. And then when he asked 4th time, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said abuka. So ulama explained why 3 times more rights mother has over the child compared to the father. What's the reason? What's the wisdom? they said there are three stages which mothers go through in order to bring the child in this dunya that father doesn't do it. Number one, she is carrying the infant or fetus for 9 months. That carrying that pain of developing the child in the womb of mother, it's very, very painful process. Day and night, she is vomiting, she cannot eat properly, she cannot rest properly, and she goes through that 9 months is like a hell. And the second, the time of birth, it said it is so difficult, it is so severe, that is like a struggle between life and death. There are so many mothers give up their lives, sacrifice their lives in order to bring the child in this dunya. That pain of the birth of the mother, no one has or no one feel in the world. It's only mother. She sacrificed her life. And then after giving birth, 2.5 years, she's feeding the child the milk from her breast, breast. So these are the three stages, or these are the three reasons why mother has three times more rights upon the child compared to the father. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of his mercy through the mercy of the mother. Now, my brothers and sisters, the way the child has connection with the mother, this is how we all should have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in this dunya, we are dependent for everything on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need food, we need air, we need oxygen, we need, cure from the disease, protection from the enemy, we need wealth, we need shelter, we need clothing. So many needs and necessities of this dunya. Where we should turn? The way child is only turning for every need towards his mother, and he believes and he has confidence that whatever I need, my mother is there to provide me. This is how we, when we grow up, we should understand our Khalik, our Malik, our Razzaq, our Ghaffar, our protector. Therefore, our every need of this dunya, as well as in hereafter, is only depend on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, for every need and necessity, we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express our need, our vulnerability, our weaknesses towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every need of this dunya, as well as in hereafter. And in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of the Anbiya alayhim salam. How the Anbiya alayhim salam depended and rely on the mercy, on Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they face the difficulties, trials and tribulations of this dunya. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam, our forefather, when he made a mistake of, eating the forbidden, touching the forbidden tree or fruit or whatever, the moment he realized that I have violated the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first mistake of the human being is done by Hadrat Ibrahim, by Hadrat Adam alayhi salatu salam in paradise, right? The moment he realized, what he said? Qala, both Hadrat Hawa alayhi salam and Hadrat Adam alayhi salam, Qala, both of them together, said, Rabbana dhulamna anfusana, O our lords, O our sustainers, express your mistakes, admit it, that we have committed sin. By committing sin, we have oppressed on ourselves. Rabbana dhulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana, and if you are not going to forgive us, lanakunanna minal khasirin, definitely we will be in total lost. So first admit your mistake,
and then express, there is none other than you, O Allah, that who can bring me out from this situation, bring me out from this difficulty, bring me out from this disease or sickness. It's only you. I totally 100% rely on your mercy. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam preached for 950 years. And when he became, you know, that I cannot do anymore, he became hopeless. Then he raised his hand towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni maghlubun fantasir. Wallah, this my qawm, this my nation had troubled me a lot. And I tolerated too much for them. Now I'm begging to you, help me out from this situation. I have no hope on this nation anymore. Then wa nuhan is nada min qabl. When Nuh alayhi salam turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fastajabna lahu fanajjaynahu wa lahu min al-karib al-azim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I responded immediately. Fastajabna, I have responded immediately and I have, you know, protected fanajjaynahu. I have protected Nuh alayhi salam wa ahlahu and his family, his believers, his followers, min al-karib al-azim, from that great trial of the flood. Everyone was drowned except that ark of Nuh alayhi salam, on which he was aboard by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was protected. All those who were aboard on that ark of Nuh alayhi salam, they were protected. So why it happened? Because Nuh alayhi salam turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has responded on his dua. And in order to that dua, when he said, Rabbi anni maghlubun fantasir, fafatahna abwab as-samai bima'in munhamir. We have opened the gates of the heavens for the water, what like pouring water. وَفَجَّنَ الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. And we have bring out the water from the earth. فَالْتَقَ الْمَاءُ عَلَى أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ. So there was a flood and there was water from the heaven and from the earth. And everyone, including his son, Kan'an, who did not accept his message, he was drowned in front of the eyes of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Another example, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he stood up in front of Namrud and proclaimed the Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they all rejected, and he cut off or chop off the, you know, the heads of the idols. And the whole story we know. So what the Namrud decided, that he said that now we have to kill Hazrat, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Qalu harrikuhu wansuru alihatakum in kuntu fa'ilin. Now this is only one option left, that you must burn alive. That was the time, that is how they used to punish the person who used to commit a crime. Qalu harrikuhu. There's only one way, that you have to burn him alive. Wansuru alihatakum, and you people help your idols. I mean, how stupidity in this comment, that how hopeless, powerless their idols were, where they're worshipping to them, begging in front of them, putting their forehead in front of the idols which they used to create with their own hands. Now they're saying, one suru alihatakum, that the same idols who they regard are full of power and energy, now they need help of these people. One suru alihatakum. It's not other way around, that your ilah, your lord, you know, is going to help you. No, you people should help your idols. Wansuru alihatakum. In kuntu fa'ilin. So what they did, put up the fire, very huge fire, and Jibril salam came, Mikael salam, they came, all came to ask assistance. He said, no, I only depend and rely and have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one word he was, you know, in the air. He said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching me. He has all the qudrat and power. If He wants to protect me, He will protect me. I don't need anyone's help. This is the total tawakkul and reliance on the mercy and qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The immediately when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw this tawakkul and reliance of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately he ordered and command to the fire, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. The same fire became a garden for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Another example, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was tested by disease. His entire body was full of the disease, right? At that moment, when everyone left him, his old children died, he lost everything, and people, you know, threw him out of the town. He was alone in this vulnerability situation. He raised the hands and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full conviction and reliance on the mercy and qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ayyuba iz nada rabbahu anni massaniya dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Oh Allah, you are aware of my situation, my condition. I am going in very difficult period, very hard situation. I am going through this hardship. Anni massaniya dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. And you are most merciful. Please change my condition. I rely on your mercy. When he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, with ikhlas, and expressed his weakness, then fastajabna lahu. Immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has responded on his dua. Fakashafna ma bihi min dur. And immediately we removed whatever hardship, whatever disease he was going through, he was involved, he was suffering. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُمْ. And this is the Arhamur Rahimin. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you pass test and examination and you prove yourself you are humble and you believe in Allah's qudrat and power and you believe only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can remove the obstacles, who can remove the disease, who can grant the cure and success and remove every kind of hardship, then this is the outcome of it. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him total cure and he became healthy like before, wa'atina on all his children who died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him more children than what he had before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him more wealth than he had before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him more izzat and dignity and position he was in before. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased through his mercy, and mithlahum ma'ahum, more than whatever he had before. Because he asked the dua, he made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Rahmatun min indina wa zikra lil abidin. Another example, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was preaching to his people and people did not accept his message, he got mad. And without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he left the town. That was his mistake. He shouldn't leave until he get the wahi and revelation permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting for the hijrat, he did not migrate. He allowed the sahaba to go, but he remained in Makkah until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, granted him permission through Jibreel Islam. Then he only left. In the case of Yunus alayhi salam, this did not happen. He was so angry and upset and fed up with his nation, he just left from Kainuka, from the Nainwa, the city called Nainwa. When he went to the ocean sea, the cyclone came, in the long story, and they decided to throw him into the ocean. He said, I am the most sinner of my Lord. You please, put me out of this boat. So when they threw him into the ocean, then one whale came with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and swallowed Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu salam. Now it comes in the riwayat, there was a four kind of darkness. Four kind of darkness with Yunus alayhi salam was suffering and going through. The darkness of the night, the darkness of the cloud, the darkness of the water of the ocean, and the darkness of the stomach of the fish. Four kind of darkness of the darkness, right? At that moment, he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just imagine who can save and protect Yunus alayhi salam in the deep in the ocean, in the stomach of the fish. There is no other way. There is no other asbab. There is no other plan who can protect him in that dire situation. He's going to die in the stomach of the fish. There is no way out. Everything was closed. But as a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had the reliance and tawakkul on mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He raised his hands and his turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَنُّونِ إِذَّابُ مُغَادِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He cried out in those ظُلُمَات, in those darkness, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. O Allah, again, submitting, accepting, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ, there is no Lord but you alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanaka, you are, you know, glorified, you are praiseworthy. Inni kuntu min az-zalimin, admitting, I am the one who oppressed myself by violating your command, by transgressing your hukam. I shouldn't leave my locality, my community without your permission, but I did it. This mistake I made. Now I rely only on your kudrat and power. Please forgive me and take me out from this situation. When he admitted his sin, his mistake, and he said, I am depending on your mercy, you are the only one who can protect and save me from this difficult situation. Fastajabna. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responding with this word, Fastajabna, immediately, immediately, immediately. Fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham. So immediately we have protected him and bring him out from this gham, from this uzn, from this difficult situation. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not stop only there. And that's why this ayat is revealed in the Holy Quran for us till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, the way I protected Yunus alayhi salam in the darkness, I will protect my believers till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This verse, my brothers, is for you and me. In whatever situation, in whatever condition we are going through, rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Admit that you have committed sin. First, you have to express yourself and admit in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask His mercy. There are so many incidents like that that I can continue, but these are the some conditions of the dua. Number one, Ulama explain, we have to have the concept of inkisar, to be broken in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot boast on your position, on your wealth, on your relation, or on your asbab. No. Inkisar. Present yourself as you are broken. You are nothing, powerless. And izharul faqr, that you have to express outwardly that you got nothing. You are going through the poverty. You have no power. And then your vulnerability. And then we say, Walladina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise those people who express themselves in this manner and cry in the mid of the night. Walladina yabituna li rabbihim sujjadan wa qiyama. Those who are waking late nights and performing tahajjud salat, and in that tahajjud salat, they are begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're putting their forehead on the ground and they are crying and begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the needs and necessities of this dunya as well as in hereafter. So those who spend their nights in the sujood and qiyam, so you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and humble yourself by putting your forehead and nose on the ground, and then you must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. So there are four things, my brothers and sisters, that we have to keep in mind quickly, inshallah. Number one, that mention the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. This is the way we should make dua. Number one, mention, you start with the tahmid and sana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the method of the dua is, first of all, that you must do some good action. Tilawat of the Quran, zikrullah, two rakat salat, and then raise your hands and say alhamdulillah. Start with alhamdulillah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then send salutations and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you start asking whatever you need of this dunya as well as in hereafter. So mention the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you before mentioning the hardship that you are going through. Don't go straight to the hardship. Mention first His blessings upon you, because that is a part of Allah's hamd and Allah's sana, praise and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Then you ask for the help. Number two, don't attribute hardship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khairun kulluhu biyadayk. Every good thing comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't blame Him for anything. You cannot say, oh Allah, you put me in this situation and you must bring it out. Why you put me? Why I am you testing only me? Because of you, I am suffering. So this is our blaming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot blame to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you put me in this hardship and poverty or this sickness or headache, whatever, that will be bad mannerism in the dua. When it comes to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to speak out. You have to express yourself and admit it. Wamma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Whatever ni'mat and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you are utilizing, you must express your thanking and gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, don't disparage yourself, but mention the desperation that you are in. Ya Allah, I am suffering from this, please remove it. So you are the only one who can help me out from these circumstances. Number four, as you complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't condition. Sometimes don't say like this, the dua in this manner that, oh Allah, if you persist in this, if I persist in this situation, then I'm going to do this and that bad thing. Or if I'm going to be in this situation, then I will commit the sin or harm myself or hurt someone. Don't put any sinful condition on it, because you cannot threaten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the removal of the distress, our Islam is unconditional. So no one say, oh Allah, if you leave this thing, then I'll start praying. This is the condition you put in. If I am coming out from this situation, then start coming to the masjid. No, you have to pray salat anyway, regardless that you are going through with this situation or you are safe. In any condition, you have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have to make dua to Allah. This is the only way, my brothers and sisters. Only Allah is our provider, protector, and only Allah have mercy, and only Allah is the one who can grant us success in this dunya as well as in hereafter. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.